across the shoulder.
You know, John, it's 100%, and, you know, I'm just, I can't wait back to get back out onto the playing field and get it going.
What was it like to have to wait and wait and wait before finally finding where you're going?
You know, it was kind of stressful, you know, when you see other linemen go ahead of you, and in your mind, you know, you should have been there, but, you know, I fell to the seventh round, but I fell to a great team, and, you know, I'm happy I'm with Green Bay now.
Did you work left side at FSU?
Did you
work on the left side?
What position did you play at Florida State?
I was at left tackle for my 4 years. I was 4 years at left tackle.
What's the best part of his game?
What would you describe as the best part of your game?
You know, I think my pass blocking is probably the best part of my game. You know, I work have good feet, work real well out in space. You know, and I know the NFL is starting to get passing league, so I think that's going to help me a lot. I know Green Bay has the best quarterback in the league, so, you know, just getting ready to help and protect him.
What's that going to be like stepping in and protecting the MVP?
It hasn't set in yet, but it will soon. But you know, it's going to be a very important job for me. You know, that's my only job is to protect him. So you know, I'm going to do everything I can right now in the off season. You know, get stronger because I had an injury, but keep on getting stronger. You know, go in there, learn the playbooks. You know, because an offensive line can't make any minimal mistakes. So learn everything I can real quick because you never know. So just to do that. And since I do have the experience from college, you know, playing at left tackle, I know how demanding the position can be. So I think that gives me a step ahead.
Andrew, can you take us through this left shoulder injury? It started at Oklahoma, against Oklahoma. Can you kind of take us through exactly what the injury was and what you've been through right now?
Well, actually, my junior year in camp, it had popped out, and then I had missed the rest of two-a-days with that injury, you know, just strengthening up. And then it was actually after the Oklahoma game, we were getting ready for the BYU game, which was our third game, and it started coming out again. It had come out again and really couldn't lift my arm up. So they sat me out for 3 games, you know, strengthened the shoulder up so I could keep playing, and after I set up 3 games, I played the rest of the season. And then after the season, I had went to Dr. Rogers and I got surgery. And then going into my senior year, you know, I started camp and started doing everything again. And then in camp, my shoulder wasn't feeling right again. You know, I had a bunch of pain. And they sat me out for the rest of camp, and I tried to play 4 games, but it wasn't. It kept getting worse. And then when I went back to Dr. Andrews, he said I was doing too much too early. So inflammation had built up in the shoulder, and we had to go in there with a scope and clean it all out. So they had cut me off, and I had surgery in the middle of the year. So I missed the last 5 games of that season.
You originally had surgery in high school, right?
My junior year, it had come out, but I had surgery then. But in between the high school and junior year, my shoulder was fine. It was just in my junior year camp, it happened, or someone ran through my arm and it popped out, so that's how it happened again.
When's the last time you were able to lift?
A month before the combine, I was bench pressing and lifting heavy, and I was actually scheduled to bench at the combine, but the doctors wouldn't let me because the surgery was too close to date because I had surgery in November. So I just waited until a pro day to do that. But I've been lifting ever since January heavy, and I've been getting stronger. I think I'm back to my original strength, you know, but I'm still getting stronger every day in the weight room.
At any level, Andrew, when you're going through all this, are you feeling sorry for yourself? Are you questioning if you're going to keep going?
Oh, no, never. You know, injuries are part of football. You just got to fight through them. When you fight through them, makes you a tougher person, makes you a better person. You got to fight through adversity, and that's what I did my college career, and you just got to keep doing that because you never know what happens. So, you know, being injured, it also helped me help my knowledge of the game more. You know, just sitting back and watching, but you know, injuries are part of the game, and you just have to live through it and keep fighting.
What do you think your ceiling is as an NFL football player?
Can someone repeat that for me?
The question was what you think your ceiling is as an NFL football player.
It could be whatever I make it out to be. Because my goal is to be a Hall of Fame football player. That's what everyone's goal should be, because your goal can't stop anywhere. And, you know, I'm just going to try to learn from other offensive linemen, watch film, you know, just keep working on my game every day, and that's how you become better. And in college, every year I was there, I kept getting better. And that's all I'm going to expect from myself in the NFL, that FB bad, just keep getting better and better.
Is there any professional football player he patterned his game after or he looks up to?
The question was if there's any NFL players you patterned your game after or that you looked up to.
I never try to play like someone, but I know in college we'd watch NFL pro film, and I watched Matt Light a lot, and also Jake Long, and a bunch of other Pro Bowl top tackles, and just got to see how they put the game, how they played at the NFL level, and just watching their film kind of helped me a lot.
Andrew is 6'6". Looks like you're listed as you could be the biggest player in the Packers camp. Have you always used size to your advantage when you line up and get in those one-on-one battles?
Okay, so can you say that one?
Have you always used your size to your advantage?
Yes, you know, being 6'6" is about the right size for a lineman, but, you know, the taller you are, the more it's harder to get leverage, and, you know, you always got to work on your knee and get underneath those defenders on, the pass rush and run blocking. So I think, you know, I bulked up when I was in college, and now I'm around, 315, 318, so it's helped me in college, but, you know, for my side, you still got to be athletic, so I kind of use my athletic ability more to my advantage.
Who's his agent?
Who's your agent, Andrew?
Drew Rosenhaus.